Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Song Therapy is powered by UrbanMusicSuite.com. Song Therapy is today's hottest and progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. So sit back, relax, and unwind as we take you on this therapeutic musical journey. It's time for you to join the crew on the first ever virtual couch. Remember, no one likes to go to therapy, but they love to come to Song Therapy. Introducing our musical therapist, Impeccable, the Dream Merchant.
Don't make a living, create a lifestyle.
And Tell Tally, the Motivationalist.
With a mindset for ministry.
And Mo-licious, the essence of Mo.
Sweet, sexy, and always in control.
Entertainment and news, I always get the story. And now, your host and moderator, Mr. Impeccable.
Well, that was right on the break. That was right on the dance break. Welcome to Song Therapy, everybody. The music is jumping. The East Coast is snowed in. The West Coast is sunny. And the South is wondering, what kind of weather are we having tonight? Man, oh man, oh man, do we have a show for you tonight. Sometimes, you know, you just look forward. If you're having a frustrating week or you're just having a week that just, you know, things are going wrong, sometimes when things are going wrong, you're like, man, something good must be really happening in my life because so much opposition is just fighting me as I try to climb up the hill to reach my goal or I'm trying to move in a new direction and I feel all of this kind of force just, and I look forward to Song Therapy, because this is the place where I can unwind. Tell Tally, can I get an amen, brother?
Amen, brother. You preaching, brother. Just give a text. Just give a text.
Ecclesiastics, next to Amos and Ezekiel. Find that somewhere.
Find that
in the Bible. Right. Find all out of all of those 66. Mo-licious, how are you holding down the usher board tonight?
I am fantastic.
You're on the Usher board. Usher.
Wow.
I'm on the Usher board. That's right. Tell Usher to come right to me. Usher. I'm
wow.
Feeling good, though. I'm feeling really
you're
good.
You're letting your inside fantasies come outside tonight on the show?
Mm, Kristen Keys. Yes, I am.
T-Million?
Sorry.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
Sometimes good. you don't want girl to come into the girl six fantasy, but you know, sometimes Mo-licious has a way of trying to bring us there, but we're not going there yet. It's quite early in the show. We have a fantastic
not really.
Loaded
it's never,
show.
It's never too early. It's never too
okay.
early.
Okay. So you prefer a happy beginning for you, Mo. I got it. I got the memo. Welcome to Song Therapy, music lovers all over the world. It's not a person I know alive, since I've traveled all over the world, that doesn't like some type of music. And if this is your very first time, we are the cause and sometimes the cure for some of life's daily pressures. We have the very first virtual couch. It was invented about 3 years ago right here on Song Therapy, and that was a place that you can virtually just go and keep from breaking your stuff up, keep from getting so frustrated that you lay harm to yourself, to someone else, do something destructive. You can just come on this virtual couch and get some therapy. And if the problem is too big, Tell Tally, we're going to bring out the California King. I think last week we said, why is it the California King? Maybe it's because the state is so big. That's going to be my explanation. Maybe one day somebody will come in and tell me the real story behind the California King. But that is what we do. Tonight we're bringing you another classic hit. I say classic, you know, classic is classic. And this one, if you don't know it, I don't think you even listen to music back in this era. It's called Spread My Wings by Troop. What? And not only are we breaking down the record tonight, but we will have the illustrious crew themselves joining us on Song Therapy. And tonight's topic, we had to go through the lyrics to dig out this one. How do you deal with the frustration of being alone? Now, it might not apply to you now. It might not apply to you, or you know, what's going on with your situation now. But some point in your life, you had to deal with the frustration of being alone. Song Therapy family, let me know. Call in. I know. I got frustrated. It almost seemed like a tongue tongue twister there, tell Tally. The word frustrating alone can also just put your mind in a knot. And maybe it might be that hot tidy that Mo suggested, since flu-like symptoms were coming up. And she said put 3 tablespoons of Jack in it, and maybe I put 10. But those along with frustration can sometimes mess with your mind. Malicious. Thank you for that hot tidy suggestion tonight.
Okay, let's,
you know,
let's
I don't
say it
mistake.
Right.
It's just flu-like symptoms.
Let's say it right. It's hot toddy.
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 That's what it's called.
Hot
it's called
toddy.
A hot toddy. Not a it's called a hot,
not a hot
toddy. No, hot.
I've always thought it was a hot tidy, but okay, it's a hot toddy. Thank you for
it.
I stand corrected. Okay, that was my first hot toddy. Titty. Toddy. Why don't you bring Mo's yesteryears up while our special guests, I think they may be calling in now, and just give us a little bit of a history behind this record and the group before we get started on Song Therapy tonight.
Okay, I sure will. Well, this is your girl Mo, and first and foremost, Spread My Wings is the title of number one R&B single from Troop. It is the second single taken from the album Attitude, and it spent 2 weeks at number one on U.S. R&B charts. The group has had 5 number one singles, 10 top 10 singles on the Billboard R&B charts, and they have also completed 5 albums, which included 3 certified gold and 1 certified platinum album. Troop, its acronym means Total Respect of Other People. Now let's check out Spread My Wings, and right after that, Song Therapy welcomes the legendary R&B group Troop to the virtual couch.
Fire.
spread my wings. You hear that sustained pedal? They just held that note to the end. This is song therapy. This is song therapy. If you're just tuning in, that was Troop, classic hit record, Spread My Wings. We're waiting for the brothers to come on. I think we may introduce one of the members of Troop in a few seconds. If you just tuned in, this is Song Therapy. Tonight's topic, how do you deal with the frustration of being alone? The song we're breaking down is Spread My Wings. Molicious, why don't you introduce one of our special guests tonight, and we can get this show started and welcome him with a malicious type of welcome to Song Therapy.
Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we are going to be in for a real treat tonight. So without further ado, Song Therapy would like to give a warm, warm, and I mean warm welcome to R&B group Troop. And we do have John on the line. Welcome to Song Therapy.
Yep, yep. Give me your California warm welcome. How y'all doing?
What's happening, John?
All right.
Everything is fantastic, man. Welcome to the show. It's a brief format. Your brothers will be coming in to harmonize with you as we break down this song tonight. It's great to have you on the show. And for everybody who may have never listened or tuned into Song Therapy before, this is one of your hosts, Impeccable. And here are the rules of Song Therapy. First, we play the record. That was Troop, Spread My Wings, and then verse by verse, lyric by lyric, John, we're going to break the song down, maybe like you've never heard it broken down before. And, of course, we're going to get into some heavy discussions about this week's topic, the frustration of being alone. On this show, we talk about love, hate, romance, sex, drama, money, forgiveness, guilt, you name it. If one of the writers penned it, Song Therapy is going to talk about it. We come into your mind, your heart, and your soul. We bring stories that inspire, heal, exciting more. That's right. We're connected. We understand this is the new age. It's the digital age. You can find all of our connections on songtherapy.fm. That's songtherapy.fm. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, songtherapy.fm. But before we get into this week's song or this week's topic, John, we're going to talk to our musical therapist. He's just going to just explain some of the symptoms that we deal with when being frustrated about being alone. Tell Tally, my brother, why don't you break it down? Let's go.
Well, my brother, this week's topic is really, really interesting. You know, when I first saw it and I thought about it, it's kind of interesting because all of us, as you said, live in the media digital age, and we have Twitter, Facebook, Vine, all of these different social sites. And then I looked at most of the friends that you have, and the amazing thing to me is that a lot of them, male and female, are alone. Now, I didn't say they were lonely, but in terms of their relationships, a lot of times you can see that they're alone. And I got to pondering, like, why would that be? A lot of us went to the same schools or know each other from the same social circles, so we kind of know about each other. But it's still fascinating that a lot of us, when you look at it, either divorced or single or not currently in a relationship. So it got me to thinking. I said, what are some of the symptoms or frustrations that I see some of our sisters and even some of our brothers reaching out to? And the first symptom is, do you find yourself currently or possibly on dating sites like blackpeoplemeet.com or other sites? Then I thought number two is, do you find yourself contemplating dating outside of your race because of the frustration of being alone? Number three is, do you find yourself throwing yourself into work, family, or extracurricular activities? I see a lot of sisters and brothers getting into the gym to work off their frustrating and getting to healthier states and losing weight so they can make themselves more presentable. And then the last symptom is, do you find yourself not being or paying, you know, praying that God will send you your mate like it will just drop out of the sky? In other words, waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Right without going out to find them on your own. So those are the symptoms we can take a look at in terms of how do you deal with the frustration of being alone.
Wow. It sounds like somebody frustrated and they done pulled out a typewriter or something. That's a lot of shuffling going on back here in the microphone. But this is Song Therapy. I don't know. Whatever you got to do to get through that doesn't hurt nobody, doesn't hurt yourself, that doesn't make it, you know, make you run into a wall. And if you're really that frustrated, fellas, before you hit your lady or before you hit somebody, punch the brick wall. Let me know how you feel after that. Full swing, straight gut punch to the brick wall, and then let me know how you feel. But we talking about music tonight. We have a special guest, Troop, on the line. We got John, one of the members of Troop. John, let me ask you, what I know you guys are a group. What part do you sing in the group, like in the harmony?
Oh, in the harmony, we're pretty much I can actually do whatever note that a person needs to, you know, for me to do. It really doesn't matter. Steve, vice versa, he does the same. Rodney, vice versa, he does the same. Reggie, he's like our low tone octave note background vocalist singer with us. I would say it really doesn't matter. I mean, I've been into the studio to where I've sang background vocals on songs and I've covered each and every part. So it really doesn't matter where you want me to be. I can be exactly wherever you want me to fit in. It's actually about getting in where you fit in, man. And you know, sometimes you go through certain studio sessions where, you know, maybe one person may sound. It could be three people on a track. No, it could be two people on a track, and then all of a sudden, one person doesn't really sound too good. So what you would do is you would go ahead and take that one who doesn't sound that good. You mute that vocal right there, and then you put in the other guy and just let him cover around the other note that's already there.
You told a little recording secret there, John. We like to give song structure sometimes, and sometimes we like you to just peek into, you know, really what's happening in the booth. A lot of times people hear the finished product and they're not sure. Sometimes, like you said, one person can do all of the background notes themselves and make it sound like it's a group, especially if you can go up and down the scale like it sounds like you brothers can do. Have any more of our troop members joined us yet, Malicious?
No.
No problem. So let's go with a classic record from Troop. And then when we come back, we're going to break down Spread My Wings. How about let's play a little bit of All I Do Is Think of You. Let's go.
That's true. Let's go.
Let It Fade, Let It Fade, DJ. Wow, wow. That takes us back, All I Do, Troop. Classic records. When you have good songwriting, good music, good melodies, it never goes out of style. Never.
Right.
This is Song Therapy, man. We are breaking down the classic record, Spread My Wings by Troop. We have John, one of the members of Troop, who we just found out can sing up and down the scale, who's going to join us today as we break down Spread My Wings, verse by verse and lyric by lyric. Up first tonight is our resident song therapist, Mr. T Million, and he is charged with breaking down the first verse, John, and listeners. And so, John, what we'll do is after he breaks it down, you can comment and you can see, you know, how close he was to what the writers were thinking and actually what you felt about the first verse of the record now. So, DJ, if you got it loaded up, let's go. Song Therapy, first verse.
Okay, okay, okay. This is your boy, T Million, about to break down the first verse. And I'm going to hopefully try to break it down with the topic in mind, which is how do you deal with the frustration of being alone? Now, when the first sentence says, I've imagined faces of many lovers. And yes, 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 there have been many, 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 many. But not as much as it has as impeccable until Tally has, but I've had many. So I can imagine all those pretty faces that I've come across in my days of high school, college, and my early adult life. And to ease the pain of having no one. Now, as it relates to the topic, it says, how do you deal with the pressure of being alone? With having many relationships in my throughout my lifetime, I can imagine that there would be a heavy amount of frustration because now I'm going to be shell-shocked. I'm going to be shell-shocked because when you're used to going out to dinners, going to movies, you know, just holding hands, walking the beaches and the whole nine yards, then all of a sudden there's no one, there's going to be some sort of withdrawal that's going to take place. So to ease the pain of having no one in my life, and I'm tired of being undercover. Now, that relates, in my mind, is the fact that if there's two things that can be said here. One is the first thing that comes out, it says, well, undercover meaning that I have nothing and I have to be undercover because maybe I'm embarrassed. Because usually if I go to social events or social gatherings around friends, I'm usually having somebody on my arm. And then all of a sudden, I go to events and people say, T, where's your girl? Or T, where, you know, what's going on? And I feel somewhat put myself in an undercover position. Or the other side of that could be maybe I haven't found someone that I want to be with emotionally and be connected to, that I may have to be dealing with someone that I'm just trying to pass the time with, and then I'm undercover, and I don't want anybody to know about it. But I don't want it. So in this case, I'm tired of being undercover could mean that I don't want to be undercover anymore. I want people to be able to see my happiness with the person that I'm choosing to be with. And it says, it's time to navigate my feelings tonight. Now, to navigate my feelings, you know, we all control. We all have the control. Sometimes, especially in the realm of love, navigating your feelings can be very easy if you're in that control factor. But sometimes you're not in that control factor. Your love is based upon what that other person is and what their actions are, what their physical and mental actions are toward the relationship. So it's time to navigate my feelings tonight. In my case, I have to take control of what's happening, get myself together. Maybe my vibe is putting it when I go out to a bar, to a place. My vibe can be such that people aren't attracted to me based upon what my demeanor is. So I have to try to navigate and get myself together so that I can get back on course so I can get that someone in my life. And that's your boy, T Million, breaking down the first verse.
Thank you, T Million. John, you still with us?
Nice. Yes, I am.
Anything
nice.
You want to
like
add
that.
To this?
I like that.
To this first verse.
You know what? He pretty much, to me, in my opinion, he pretty much said it all. And I believe that's really nothing that you can really add to that. But I will say this. Once he breaks down the hook, and if it's a little different than what my take is on it, then, you know, I'll go ahead and add to that. So, and just give my feedback on what it really means to me about spreading my wings, flying away to a place that I long for. But to be honest, in my opinion, the place that I long for is heaven. My heart will be the pathway I'm searching for. Love that's evermore. The only love that you can search for that's forevermore is the God of love, period.
You better preach there, John. You better preach. Well, we're keeping it like a suspense story. We don't want to give it all away.
I hear you.
But that is the ultimate goal, and I hear you.
Yes.
And I definitely hear you out loud. Any of my other song therapy crew, anything that you saw in this first verse that you're just burning to get out? Hearing all hearts and minds are clear. Should we move on? We're gonna call this next part the B chorus because it's the pre-chorus. And I'm up on the pre-chorus. Malicious, let's go. Drop it. Let's keep it moving. This is your boy Impeccable, and we're up on the B chorus, or the pre chorus, as we like to call it. T Million started it off with the first verse. He even got on the virtual couch a little bit and maybe expressed some of his personal feelings about navigating through a relationship. But it starts out with this: the sky is calm. Like when you just look up and there's no storms in the air, no lightning. It's a very clear, calm. Calmness and peace about this. And it says the stars are bright because the sky just serves as the backdrop for the stars and allows the stars to really be radiant and illuminate throughout the sky. And it says, what's better than to be in flight? So against that background of a calm sky and bright stars, I think you can take this from the picture of some of the pilots or some of the people who've gone to the moon who've really had a chance to see the clear skies and really the experience to be in flight. But if not, you can in your mind sometimes go in flight and come to a peaceful and calm place. Next line says, I'll relax my mind. That's what song therapy is about, taking your mind away from all of the pressures that might be troubling you or bothering you and turning it over and thinking on something that's just positive and relaxing. And as John said, he alluded to God. We're not scared to say God on this show, and we never will be. This is our show. We're not censored, and we're not rated. We're rated G. So the mind has been relaxed, and now it's been eased, because when you turn it over, you turn your mind over to someone else, to the Lord, you can be at ease and let this journey, see, because, you know, life is a journey. Success is a journey.
Right.
It's a journey. It says, set me free. And then it repeats it and says, set me free. And we know that scripture, Brother Tally. Who the Lord sets free is free indeed. So that's your boy Impeccable. Since John took us into that place and he said the heaven was the final goal and spread your wings. I don't know where this frustration of the songwriter is going, but that's where it's going right now.
Yeah.
And John, if you want to comment, Go ahead,
it's
brother.
It's like spreading your wings like an angel. You know, like one of God's angels to fly away to that place that you long for, which is heaven. So,
wow.
Pretty much in a nutshell.
You are on songtherapy.fm. We're live with Troop. Everybody is kind of in a calm, peaceful mode. The wings are spreading. Tonight's topic, how do you deal with the frustration of being alone? I think some clues are getting taught to you, and some cookies are getting dropped off in your mindset right now. We're breaking it down. The classic record, Spread My Wings. We have John on the line representing the group. Some of the group members, I think they're being chased by chips, or they're on motorcycles, or I don't know where they are. They're on their way, John. But John is holding it down. Malicious, has anybody else joined us from the group?
No, sir.
All right, well, we have a new section called Where They Are Now. T-Million, you're up real quick, 60 seconds on the clock. Just tell us a little bit about what's going on right now with Troop.
Well, I mean, I don't have, you know, because they were on the show, I didn't really prepare anything, but I will tell you that based upon the conversations I've had with management over the last couple of weeks, I know they just finished a 4-city run in the Midwest, and they are very much out there performing. They're taking dates. They're going to be performing throughout the U.S. this spring and this summer, coming to a market near you. I will tell you that I'm trying to, right now, if you're in the West Coast area, which my man John is, we're trying to get them on a show on April 10th. So if you're listening in and you're going to be on the West Coast April 10th, you might be seeing your group Troop out here. Now, John, you can add to, if you know some other dates you're going to be doing, but right now you guys are on fire.
I just talked to Sal earlier today. He was telling me something about 17th of April and the 24th of April. You know, we've been trying to get back to Vegas for a while, so something might be lining up for us for Las Vegas again, and that'll be, I believe, April 24th. So as far as, like, this month, for, like, as far as shows, we might be kind of finished, but we're doing a bunch of red carpet events and stuff like that. You know, still keeping it visible to let people know that we're still here, we're still around, and we're still giving you great music and the music that God has called us to do for, you know, for our people.
Perfect, John. Where can our listeners find you on social media? You guys' website or Facebook page? Or
yes, you can reach us at Troop R&B Band on Facebook. You can reach us on We Love Troop in all capital letters.
Well, I think if they go to Troop,
mark,
Troop, did you say Troop R&B Band on Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook,
that,
yeah.
That should probably lead them to everywhere they need to go.
Right, exactly. And
all
there's
right.
there's a lot of sites, man. And then you have Stephen Russell Hart's, his Facebook, Stephen Russell Speaks. Oh, no, Stephen Speaks. Our Twitter is, just look up Troop on Twitter, look up Troop on Facebook, look up Troop. If you feel like it every now and then, just go back in your library, go to YouTube, type in Troop R&B group, and you'll see all of our music videos, all of that, and just sit back and reminisce and have a really good time. Everything is, you know, you can reach us at Facebook, you can reach us at Instagram, you can reach us at Twitter and all of those sites. Just type in the word Troop, and I'm pretty sure that pretty much everything will pop up.
Man, it's always a pleasure to hear that. People, look, everybody's social these days.
Yeah.
They can get Troop on their smartphone, their tablet, their computer, wherever you are and connected to the internet. Troop is there. Their music is going to last forever. T-Million, our resident booking agent, is booking them for shows all over. I know we've seen them. Drew Hill, seen them on the road. So they out there doing their thing. Real talent, you can't shut up in the closet. You can't close them up. You can't close them up. Look, Mo, why don't you, what do you want to do, Mo? You want to play a little bit of the song? You want to keep going? And let's get to the hook. Since we know that John is on a short time period tonight. Tell Tally, our resident musical therapist, is up next on the hook. Let's go.
Hey, to a place that I'm long for.
man tell Tally, and I'm on the hook. And since John was so kind to give me my cliff notes for the hook, it kind of made my job a little easy tonight. But it is always good to know that true R&B singing words encompasses who they are. And obviously these brothers are centered in the Lord. So as John said earlier, the first line says, I'll spread my wings and fly away. And, you know, a lot of times people think, and I'll kind of embellish what John was saying, that heaven has to be the here and after. But I truly believe that you can have heaven on earth. And that is a mindset. So to spread your wings in the song, talking about earlier verses about the mindset and peacefulness and the mindset. He says, I'll spread my wings and fly away to a place that I long for. And as believers, we all long for heaven. But I would encourage everybody to long for heaven now and not in the by and by, but now. And then it says, and my heart will be the pathway I'm searching for a love. And we know that the heart, when once you become saved, that the Holy Spirit comes into and it takes over the heart. So looking at the heart is the pathway to love, and we know that when you have love, that Jesus is love. So it ties into the heart being right. And now the mind has to be right because it's a heart-mind thing. So I'm searching for a love. That love is Christ. That's evermore. There's only one love that's evermore. So it's interesting that he did give me those cliff notes, and it was easy to go upon, follow upon that. But I think that it's a phenomenal hook, and I'm glad to break it down. So that's your boy Tell Tally on the hook.
Wow. I feel like we should bring out the choir right now to join in and sing a song just before the word is preached, Brother Tally. No, we're on song therapy. I think we have a caller, John, on the line. Do we have a caller, Malicious?
Yes. I'd like to bring Stacy to the line. Stacy?
Stacy, welcome to Song Therapy, Stacy. You're on live with Troop and Song Therapy family. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic.
Good, good. John, I have a question for you. I want to tell you that I've been a true fan of yours forever. Like, I'm so excited to call and to actually get to hear your voice. So, I don't know what to say, but I'm so excited. But I wanted to know, you're welcome. My favorite song of yours is All I Do Is Think of You. And I would love if you could just sing a little tiny bit of that song. Would that be a problem?
Oh.
Even though you're by yourself.
Okay.
I would love that.
You said, wait, say that one more time. You would what?
I thought I would love that if you would sing a little bit of that song to me, personally.
Okay.
God, it's like, oh, my God, okay. Hold on, let me back up from this phone.
I'm actually trying to. Right now I'm walking around saying to myself, okay. See, it's a little different now. Now that we don't, you know, we don't have that fifth member, and I've actually been, you know, actually handling those parts, but my voice is quite a little distant, you know, than that fifth member. So I'll just do it I'll do it the only way that I know how to do it. So here it goes.
Thank you.
How can we get to school each day and wait for you to pass far away? Jingle bells start to ring and an angel starts to say, hey, that's the girl for you. So what are you going to do? Hey, little girl, I love you.
All right, give it up. Give it up. That's what I'm talking about, John. John is on the thing. That's what I'm talking about. These young artists can't do that. You ask them to sing, they're going to be like, what you want me to sing? I don't know this song. What you talking about? John just like, look, I know it's harmony in there. I know my group is here. He just sang the melody. Excellent job. Thank you, who was that called in again? I'm sorry.
Thank
I got caught
Stacy
up in the
for calling
music.
In. Thank you so much. Are you okay? He said it's fine.
I'm like ready to pass out. I'm so excited about that. Thank you so much. That meant so much.
Well, Stacey, you know we're on demand. You can call back and listen to it if you really need to hear it again, okay, after the show's over.
Thank you so much. That really just made my night. Thank you, John. I love you.
You're welcome, sir. Love you, too.
Wow, Song Therapy. We got Troop Live. We're breaking down the song Spread My Wings. But that was a live version of All I Do, special request from one of our Song Therapy listeners and one of your fans, John. Man, where were we? Where were we? We had the first verse, then we had the B chorus. That's how this song is breaking down. Then we just had the hook by Tell Tally. Tonight's topic is how do you deal with the frustration of being alone? It's you know, and we're going to find out before the end of the night, is it a difference between lonely and being alone? And we all know, you know, that it is. It is a true difference. And whoever's calling the cops in the background, and you put your microphone on mute. I don't know who that is. Malicious, has any of your John's other group members joined us yet? If not, we're gonna keep rolling. Man, they left you out there, John. They left you out there. But we appreciate that you here, brother. Appreciate that you are here. Malicious, First Lady of Song Therapy, you're up next on the second verse. Let's go. Second verse.
I often wonder how I meant. Always searching but not finding a true heart. What does it take for me? I'm hoping that I don't have to fly too far. Now the sky is calm.
So this is your girl, Malicious, on the second verse. So I've often wondered how I managed. So basically, at some point, he had to kind of speak to it, you know what I mean? He had to fight it, you know, all his fears or even avoid it at some point or another because he didn't know how to manage anything that he was wondering at that time. Always searching but not finding true love. When pursuing it, you're always in a point of he's grasping for beyond a higher power. Because a lot of times when you're trying to find somebody, you're searching for somebody, you don't have the reality in front of you. So you're always grasping for something that's, you know, in another atmosphere. What does it take to find me a lover? At the end of the day, you know, we all know that the definition of true love, and some of us don't know, but, you know, we should be open to receive love in order for us to even manifest in that way. I'm hoping that I don't have to fly far away, which means that when you feel purposeless or the fear, sometimes you feel like you're wasting your time, but only the man above has the answers to all the purposes in your power and how you increase love and how you will build love at any point of the day. So that's Mo on the second verse.
The second verse, boy, you guys have brought it into a, you know, a different space than when we first looked at this song, John. The second verse, I think this was the last verse on the song, the hook and the of course, B goes around again. But anything you want to add to this verse?
Me, I really don't know. So much going on now, and I'm trying to be on my way.
I got you. I know you said you got to be the Bible study, and you got to be.
Can you actually kind of break that down again, sweet?
Malicious.
Okay.
Let's do the remix real quick on the second verse. Come on.
Remix real quick. So I've often wondered how I would manage. Okay. So basically he had to kind of speak to it, you know what I mean, because he was fighting with conviction or even his fear or even some type of avoidance at that point. Always searching but not finding true love or true heart. When pursuing it, it's always – you know, beyond a person's grasp, almost like a higher power. So when you're trying to find that true love and you're not sure what it is, you're always grasping up in, you know what I mean, another power. What does it take for me to find what does it take for me to find me a lover? At the end of the day, basically, you know, a lot of us don't know the true definition of love, and some of us do. What we need to do is be cognizant to open up and be ready to receive love as it's given to you. I'm hoping that I don't have to fly far, too far. When you feel like you're purposeless or, you know, any fear, sometimes you feel like you're wasting time. But only the man above can have the answers to that whole entire feeling that you're feeling in regards to love, grasping for air, and making sure that everything that, you know, is there for you is coming because of God.
Really good.
You want to do it again?
Oh, no. I'm feeling
no,
that.
No, no, no. Hold on there. He said really good. That's the English translation of the Constitutional Bible from California. Do it again. Yeah. I've wondered how I managed. Anything you want to add to this, John?
She just pretty much did a pretty good clarification for me about it. I don't think there shouldn't be anything added. I think it's like you can't really add anything to the word because the word is the word. And I truly believe that she broke it down in the way that, you know, that, you know, in the way that it is. I think she really did good.
I'm telling you, Song Therapy family, words have power, and there's a lot of powerful messages that are being instilled in us. And so you never know when God is going to move and what way he's going to move and how he's going to move and who he's going to use to even remind you of some things that he would like you to bring back to your memories.
Right. You got Steve said that he's there, but I don't know what's
going
on.
Oh, Steve is here?
Yeah, he said he's here. So I guess someone just has to go ahead and, like, you know, punch him in or something.
All right. Is he calling from a L.A. number? I see it.
Yeah, it's a 310 number.
Steve Russell, are you on the line live with us?
Yes.
There he is.
Steve, welcome to Song Therapy, my brother.
Thanks for having me.
Man, we're sorry. We're sorry that you were in the back office so long. We got caught up passing the plate, and we had Bible study and everything else.
I love that.
Spreading our wings and flying away. Then. Welcome to Song Therapy. I don't know how much you did here. John has been doing a fantastic job, but we've been breaking down your record, Spread My Wings, lyric by lyric and verse by verse. And it's been a great time. We've gotten some enlightenment. John put a peace and calmness on us from the very beginning when he touched on that it was no better way to be in flight. Or John, why don't you say it one more time?
I was pretty much just breaking down the hook and, you know, letting them know that, you know, when you're spreading your wings, it's like you're spreading your wings like an angel and you're flying to a place that you long for, which is heaven. You know, your heart will be the pathway that you're searching for love that's forevermore. And the only love that is forevermore is the love of God. Oh, Christ.
There you go. Then that set the tone for us, Steve.
Yeah.
So, man, in this record, Spread My Wings, who was singing lead in the record?
Myself and Alan.
Myself and Alan.
Yes.
And for those who might not know, Steve, we've met. I met at Cisco and Drew Hill. We did that record in your studio.
Oh. That's right.
We'll talk about that off air. But anyway, we're glad that you came to Song Therapy. This is the place where we take a record such as a classic hit like you guys, and the whole show is about your song, what it means, you know, the correct lyrics that people may have been singing wrong all these years, and just the other meanings of how not only we see the lyrics verse by verse, but how our listeners see it, and actually how you guys performed it, or you know, it's kind of like behind the music, or behind the lyrics, behind the song. And tonight's topic we shared on, you know, the frustration of being alone. How do you deal with it? So we kind of have broken down all of the lyrics. I don't know if it anything since you just joined in and that you might want to add to us, you know, to our listeners about the record that maybe can, you know, like how, when you guys recorded it. Where did you record that record at?
We recorded it at a studio in Burbank, California called Air LA Studios.
Wow.
And for me, lyrically, my take on the song is, you know, a person that's trying to find a sense of freedom. And usually, you know, when you have a false perception of what happiness is, what peace is, you're caught up in the confusion and the turmoil of trying to find a real peace with a false sense of being. So for me, Spread My Wings was someone realizing that they have to get away from a certain mindset in a certain place within themselves so that they can find that peace, you know. And the love that you're looking for is the love of self, because you can't love God if you don't find self. Well, that's what I get out of it.
All right.
Wow. That is phenomenal. So let me ask this, Tally. Let me ask you this just real quick. So in recording the song and when you perform it, is there anything, like I guess sometimes when it's show structures or whatever, is it a time when you drop the lights or anything, or, you know, just kind of bring the audience in when you perform it, or what feeling overcomes you when you perform the song live?
Well, I mean, there's no cutting down the lights and all that stuff on Spread My Wings. That's one of the most high-energy songs in the show, so. That's really a climactic point of the show. And everybody knows the lyrics. I mean, when we perform the song, the audience is singing the entire song. So it's almost like we're performing their song, you know. It's a surreal experience performing songs that everybody loves.
Okay.
That's what being true artist is, when your songs and everybody knows your song. It must be an awesome feeling to know they're singing back to you.
Well, we do have another caller on the line, Steve, so I'm going to bring the caller on so they can speak to you. We have Tracy. Tracy?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I'm so scared. I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous. I can't believe I'm speaking to you. I have a question for you. When you wrote "Spread My Wings," did you have somebody in mind that you were thinking about when you wrote that song?
Well, actually, the song was written by my big brother Chucky Booker. I didn't write that song; I just performed it. But I was there, and he was going through a situation in a relationship, which was the reason. You know, he was trying to find his strength from being in love with somebody and they breaking his heart. So the song was based on him trying to find a place of freedom from all the pain he was in from the breakup.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, you know what? We had, John, he sang a little bit for the other caller. I would love if you would sing a little bit of the song for us live. Could you do that?
I'll Spread My Wings?
Yes.
Sure. I've imagined faces and made me lovers. See the pain of having no one in my life. And I'm tired of seeing undercover. Yeah. It's time to navigate my feelings tonight.
Okay. There you go.
Give it up, give it up. Live singing, live music right on the spot. Thank you for calling in. Calling and being a part of Song Therapy family. We got John, we have Steve on the line, two of the members of the classic group Troop, still out there doing their thing. The gift is still present. They're on stage. They're getting booked all over. You can follow them on Troop R&B. Just Google that and you'll find everywhere that they are. And all the things that they're doing. John gave he gave your site earlier. I forgot what it was. Was it Steve Russell?
At Steve of Truth on Instagram. Yeah. My fan page on Facebook is Steven Russell Hart, and my website is Motel Music Media. MotelMusicMedia.com.
MotelMusicMedia.com.
Yes.
Now, everybody, yes, you got to have it, and it's important, especially as classic groups like yourself go through this music business, that we are accessible and we can be found, because the fans want to hear our music. They want to find you guys online, and I'm glad that you guys have made it your objective to get social and be visible so that people can find you.
But
that was the second verse. This is Song Therapy. We got Spread My Wings going on. We got it from two perspectives, one from a heavenly perspective and one from Chucky Booker, who we know was heartbroken when he wrote that song. If you didn't know the story behind it, a lot of records get written when a brother is heartbroken, the frustration of being alone. It's different than lonely, fellas. Right now, we have a special treat for you guys, John and Steve. Our own First Lady, Molicious, is going to do just a few seconds of a therapeutic reflection to kind of take our mind off of any stresses that might be bothering us at this moment. Mo?
Somewhere there's a wing with colors that are waiting to explode. It has no shadow, no night, no tears,
no tears.
Just a joy of passion forming in the light. Somewhere there's a wing so sweet and so pure, not even the universe can ignore. It makes you jump, twist, fly, and try and try. Somewhere a secret place that lies deep within such a huge expanding space. This is an imagination or no fantasy. It's a feeling beyond what can be imagined in the most passionate experience hidden beneath a wing above. This has been your therapeutic reflection.
Hidden behind the wing of love. Molicious. For a second there, when you started off, I didn't know if I wanted to order a 4-piece or a 10-piece. If I want a barbecue sauce, I don't know what I wanted, some ranch dressing, but hidden between a wing of love. Wow. We're breaking down a classic record. Thank you for that therapeutic reflection. By Troops, Spread My Wings.
Yes.
We're gonna bring it home, and we're gonna give everybody a chance to just comment a little bit on tonight's topic. How do you deal with the frustration of being alone? But first, before we do that, go around the horn real quick. Our musical therapist, Tell Tally, why don't you just recap some of the symptoms of tonight's topic, and then we can kind of bring some closure to tonight's topic and close this session of Song Therapy.
Wow, well, after hearing the song and understanding the true meanings behind it, originally we were saying some of the symptoms when you find yourself, again, alone but not lonely, and there's a difference in it. You're never alone when you have the Holy Spirit with you. But first thing we said is, do you find yourself dating sites? Number two is, do you find yourself sometimes thinking about or contemplating dating outside of your race? Number three was, do you find yourself throwing yourself into your family or extracurricular activities, i.e. working out, gym, or getting yourself in shape? And the last was, do you find yourself praying that God will deliver a miracle and drop someone out of the sky? In other words, waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Wright to come along instead of going out and searching for them yourself. So those were the symptoms that we said you may have if you find yourself frustrated and looking for, or find yourself lonely, but not lonely.
So, John, I know you gotta get ready to run. Or if you had, John, you still on the line with us?
You got Stephen Rodney here.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Rodney.
What's
Welcome
up?
To the call, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
You right here to help us close out. I think John had to go to Bible study, he said. Well, praise and worship.
Let's do it. All righty, let's do it.
All right. So final words on tonight's topic. T-Million, our resident news and gossip columnist out in Vegas, what would you like to add to tonight's topic?
I mean, you know, as the topic says, how do you deal with the frustration of being alone? Well, you know, how you deal with it is you basically be proactive in that process, meaning that to me, alone is just a place. And with that being said, you can get out of that place. You can go many places. And if you want to go to the place of not being alone, then you start doing things in a positive and progressive manner to do that, meaning that, you know, like as Tally said, you know, go to the gym, excuse me, work out a little bit, or in some situations, work out in a spiritual manner. I mean, you know, take yourself to church or to Bible study, get some of the word if that's what you're into, and maybe that'll give you a positive. And maybe you'll meet Mrs. Wright at the church at the Bible study, or in a situation where if you're not into that realm of thinking, then just, you know, do things that are necessary, like, you know, eat right, go to sleep early, get up with a positive mental attitude, and then hit the ground, hit the pavement with that positive attitude. Say, I'm going to meet somebody today, and I'm going to meet Mrs. Wright or Mr. Wright today, and it's going to be a great day. That's T Million's last words.
I feel you. I feel you. Boy, you upbeat today, PMA, positive mental attitude. I felt like doing a push-up there.
And you know, look, this is Steve. A lot of people don't realize, most don't realize, that we get friction when we go against nature. You know, if you're in a situation where you're feeling alone or lonely, 9 times out of 10, you're trying to fight the nature of the circumstance at hand. All a person has to do is embrace the circumstance that they're in, and the loneliness goes away. Once you admit that you're sad or you admit that you're lonely, then you're not as lonely once you're not fighting the circumstance. You know what I mean? And
well,
it's a vibration thing. The way you feel about yourself is going to attract a certain thing to you or not. You know?
Well, you know what? This is Rodney. I want to say something about that because I came in on the last end of the stick. But about being alone, I'm looking at it like when you're alone, you have to deal with the sadness, the loneliness, the happiness, being by yourself, being happy, laughing, watching movies. You have to deal with it. And when you go through something like that, it actually takes you to another place as a human, as a man. It takes you somewhere where you feel like you can do anything. You can get through anything now. It's kind of good sometimes to go through that. It's kind of good to go through being alone because you don't have that person on the side of you. You can't talk. You're there. I mean, you can't say, I'm broke right now, honey. Give me some money till next week till I get my check. You can't say anything. You have to deal with everything. When you want to eat, you got to eat yourself. When you want gas, you got to get it yourself. Being alone is cool, man. I went through some crazy stuff doing this, and it taught me that I can go through anything and I can stand up as a man and deal with anything. So to me, being alone was cool as hell, man.
Yeah, there are some moments in your life where you have to walk that situation alone.
Ooh.
And, you know, and then it becomes time, and sometimes you don't even know that you have to do it, but because of your circumstance put you in that situation, you're gonna have to handle that, which is you and God, to work some things out so that you can grow in a certain direction. Tell Tally, final words on this week's topic. Spread My Wings by Troop. Go ahead. Let's go.
I think we all have touched on it, and I think that everybody deals with when they feeling, but, you know, as my pastor always reminds me, is that feelings are just that. They're your feelings, but we have to always come back to what it is that really makes us whole. So you let your moments be your moments. But I realize that a lot of times when we have those kind of emotions, it's the outer things that are going on around us. And whenever we want to find out what really is true is we have to come from within, because that's where the Holy Spirit dwells. So whenever I feel the feeling of being alone or lonely, I am reminded that I'm never alone because the Holy Spirit is with me. So anything that I need to do, being a believer, I can do. And my mindset changes from that of feeling maybe if you want to say alone or lonely, to that of being a victor and not a victim. So that's Totali's last words about the topic of what do you do when you feel frustrated when you're alone.
Boys are dropping some knowledge, baby. I'm going to listen back to this one just for a daily motivation. A victor, not a victim. Sometimes you got to walk at being alone. Rodney, you want to add anything? I know you just coming in, and the show is basically, I know you may not have heard, you know, of checked out Song Therapy before, but the whole song was about your record, Spread My Wings, and we went lyric by lyric and verse by verse throughout each part of it, and then and our topic tonight was how you deal with being frustrated and alone.
Well, I mean, I was talking a minute ago about it, but I'll throw this in. You know, you grow spiritually, mentally, man, physically. You grow. You just grow. It's no reason to go back. It's no reason to be alone and get sad and go backwards. You just go forward, man, and you deal with it. And when you deal with it, you become a better person. You can't beat it. You just become a better person with it, and you deal with it. And like I said a second ago, it's a good thing to be alone for your growth and your healing. Good thing.
Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning in. Malicious, First Lady of Song Therapy, final words on tonight's topic.
Well, you know, how do you deal with the frustration of being alone? First of all, I mean, a lot of people equate being alone about loneliness. I think that first and foremost, loneliness is a feeling, and it has emptiness and hollowness that is inside of you. And a lot of times people don't know how to separate the two because, you know, when you're feeling isolated, you know, you're feeling like you're separated from the world. But loneliness is kind of different than being alone. Loneliness is a feeling that you have, and being alone is something in the way that you choose to be for whatever reason or something that you're going through. I think that everyone should, you know, take a step back when you're at that moment. Take acceptance of your life. And when I mean take acceptance, be responsible and take notice of everything that you incur on a daily basis. You know, sometimes those things could be difficult. You know what I mean? You're not as active, but take that extra step to be more active, get in some activities, whether it's at the church, whether it's around your community. Remember some of the good times, because sometimes when you remember the good times, it gets you out of that funk that you're in of being lonely. Some people just need to be around others. Some people realize the fact that this is a growth period, you know, and after you make some of those, you know, changes in your life, you should always remember to put God first and let him lead you, because he will never fail you and he will never lead you wrong. And you don't have to be lonely or have that alone feeling, because God is going to always be in your corner. And that's Mo's last words.
Mo's last word. Song Therapy goes to church
which
tonight.
Word.
Let me hear you say word. Steve.
Word.
You're still on the line with his brother. Final words on tonight's topic, frustration and being alone, or what you feel about it.
Steve, can I take 10 seconds and you can have a final word, please?
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut and change the whole story, but being alone is never, because when you're not alone, you know too many people. You've got family members, you got neighbors, you got people work at you. You're not alone. You're by yourself at that time. You're not alone. You're never alone. You know too many damn people. You're by yourself. And I think once people understand the difference that you're by yourself and you're not alone, I think you can kind of work it out, man. And that's just how I feel, because, like I said, I went through some things myself, and I figured out on my own that I'm not alone. I was just by myself at that time.
Point well taken. Point well taken. Steve?
Well, for me, I think that it all starts with self
evaluation. You know, as an adult, I've found out that we live with so many false persons, with false perceptions, and each one of those personas that we put on has something that we have to cater to. So you end up having a lot of baggage based on these false selves that you've acquired. So in the case of trying to free yourself, you have to first look at what lonely is for yourself. You have to dig deeper than the surface, like my man said earlier, aside of the feelings. You know, you could be lonely because of ego. You know, so you have to really dig deep and really get to the source of yourself and find out what is it that you're missing, what is it that you're looking for. And once you get to those questions and answers right there, you're really close to being saved.
I'm going to listen back to this as soon as this wraps up. This is your boy Impeccable. And my final word is, it reminded me, it's so funny how God just moves in the way he wants to move. My daily reading, I'm going to share something. It said, God has equipped us to handle life as it comes, which is why he tells us only to focus on today. He knows that if we spend time worrying about issues beyond our control, we will become tired and frustrated. Now, I didn't know I was going to read this today. And I knew that the topic was frustration, but this is how God moves. He said, you don't need to waste time trying to change and control things outside of your power. All you need to do is set your mind to what God has placed in front of you and let him take care of the rest. So I thought that was an apropos word, that it's all come together now at the end of the day, when I started at the beginning of the day with it, and now wraps it up to this. About frustration and basically putting it in his hands and letting him carry it forward. This is Song Therapy. This is Troop. This is a place where you can come. You can be free. You can get on a virtual couch, and you don't have to be ashamed to share because you don't know who else is helping out there listening. So, Malicious, why don't you take us home? I've enjoyed our conversation, fellas. I've enjoyed the fellowship, and I've enjoyed just going through this path of music, which is the backdrop of our lives sometimes, and sharing some light on some things that sometimes seem so clear. So, Malicious, why don't you take us home and wrap up another fine, fine episode of Song Therapy.
So this has been a great evening, and I would like to thank everyone in Song Therapy Listening Land for tuning in tonight. I would like to give a special thanks to the R&B group Troop for sitting on the virtual couch with us and enjoying this therapeutic experience with the crew. So as we take the journey back in time, keep the music alive, remember the moment, and make sure that you make the memory last forever. Join the crew next Tuesday as we continue to come into your mind, body, and soul. Until next week, everybody, good night.
With the change of month, there came October. And now I wonder where love didn't go. Rain of autumn, we share feeling. It was such a glorious autumn dream, yes it was. But like kids, we were too shy to say to each other. Not together, we would always lie. Bring us
you would never go under.